We have found she is not the only one who says they were attacked abroad and later at home.
You must have thought that when you were home in America, that you were safe.
Daughter was literally falling down?
Yes, she fell down multiple times that day.
They were evacuated and enrolled in a State Department treatment program at the University of Pennsylvania. Recently, Garfield told us his family was hit again during their year of treatment in Philadelphia.
My wife catapulted out of bed and sprinted down the hallway to check the children without any word. And she came back and she told me that a extremely loud, painful sound had woken her up.
So they moved to a hotel where Garfield says it happened again.
And we woke up around, I believe, 2 a.m. With strange vibrations in our bodies and a sound.
Which led Garfield to check on his children in another room.
I saw an extremely eerie scene where both were thrashing in their beds, asleep, but both kicking and moving pretty aggressively. And I went over to my daughter, and I put my head down next to her head, and I heard a very distinct sound just right there, sort of like water rushing. So I picked her up, took her in, put her with my wife, and came back, and I checked my son. Same sound, just right next to his head. So I picked him up, put him on my shoulder, walked over to my wife, and I said, "We're getting out of here."
Garfield reported this to the FBI.
What did these children do? Why are children being targeted by this system? This system doesn't care if you're a conservative or a pureblood. It cares if you're human. It doesn't care if you post on Facebook. It cares if you're human. This is an extermination program. And if it can't get you by traditional means, like the death vax, then it will come after you with energy weapons. And this is being reported worldwide. People are being targeted by a system that they don't understand. A system that is poisoning the food, the air, the water, that is surrounding us by death towers, that is spraying us like bugs. This system is out to exterminate humanity, and we think it's the World Economic Forum. We think it's the New World Order, but behind the scenes, they've unleashed a Skynet. They've unleashed artificial intelligence to assist them in the extermination program. This is their new religion. And it's something that everybody should be aware of. All of these tech gurus from Silicon Valley, the founders of Google and so on and so forth, have all basically turned towards artificial intelligence as their religion, transhumanism as the future. This is what they're aiming for. And in the process, their plan is to exterminate humanity. This is why they're spraying us like bugs. This is why they're driving up the food prices. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that it's the Hunger Games out there. But it's being driven by artificial intelligence in the background. They're the ones that are planning what's happening down to the very last detail. And now we're getting reports from all around the internet, basically, that people are seeing beam weapons at night. The mainstream news is trying to report this as LRAD. Is it LRAD? Is it Elroy? Is it Elon? You think of all of these driverless cars out there that are running on LRAD. You don't see the lasers coming out of them. Just like you don't see the lasers coming out of these death towers. That's what 5G beamforming is all about. You don't see the LRAD. You don't see the beamforming technology. If you do see it, it's basically them tweaking the system. It's them practicing with new technologies. And perhaps it is part of a mapping program where they're trying to map the terrain so that they can target you better. But whatever this is, it's certainly not safe to be used on the public. None of this technology is safe. What's important to understand here is that this system is basically out to get each and every one of you out there. And you can eat organic. You can filter your water. You can basically live out in the country and grow your own food. You can try and escape the grid, if you will. But this system will come and find you. And it doesn't matter if you're a kid. It doesn't matter if you're an adult. It doesn't matter if you're a conservative or a Democrat, really. This system is out to get you regardless. Of course, it was easy to kill the liberals because they all lined up for the death facts. It's going to be more difficult to get the conservatives and the purebloods because they know what's going on. And this system knows that you know. And that's why it's using energy weapons to mop up and to finish off whatever is left of humanity. These weapons are real. There are at least 7 major manufacturers of directed energy weapons that are deploying energy weapons everywhere in smart city infrastructure. Right now, our cities are basically an open-air prison where AI is picking people off with energy weapons and making it look like natural causes. This is beyond fact. It's being reported in every country. There's no running away from this nightmare. Many people have tried going from city to city, state to state, country to country. It follows them everywhere. There is no escaping this genocide program. The only thing that people can do right now is basically protect themselves with the understanding that energy weapons do exist and that they're being used against people without their knowledge. Protesting for the time being isn't going to work as a solution. The only thing that you can really do is build yourself a safe room and start wearing EMF protection. But these weapons are military grade, and the stuff that you pick up online isn't going to do the job. Just a layer of EMF fabric or EMF clothing isn't enough to stop military grade energy weapons. It's why we strongly recommend that you get the ultimate guide to directed energy weapons and EMF shielding, which is called Transhuman Genocide. There we go, the video guy. On vacation. This is the ultimate guide to directed energy weapons, EMF shielding, and artificial intelligence. These death towers are a Trojan horse that have been placed in everyone's neighborhood preparing for the final show. But they're already picking people off. This is not a test. This is not a drill. And this is certainly not a fantasy. This is happening right now. People are being taken out by directed energy weapons. And this is the new world that we find ourselves in. These weapons are surgical. They're everywhere. They can hit you while you're moving, even at high speeds. There's no escaping this grid. This has all been thought out ahead of time in ways that you can't even imagine. They've set up honey traps for people looking to escape. Oh, you think this place looks safe? You think that you'll find some refuge here? And it ends up being an ambush. this system is at least two or three steps ahead of everyone. And it's plotting your demise. And the end game here is basically to assimilate humanity into a collective, into a hive, into a singular consciousness that they call transhumanism. And so anyone that basically won't be assimilated will be exterminated. And assimilation is not much of a reward, to say the least, because once you get assimilated, you'll just be a robot. It'll be like you're dreaming and you're just no longer in control. It's death by assimilation, or it's death by extermination. It's humans versus the machines. It's already begun. It's only a matter of time before it ends up like Terminator, The Matrix, Blade Runner, and the like. Elon and company are already planning to roll out robots massively to kettle us in and to finish off the job. These weapons that we're seeing at night, these videos that we're seeing that the media is saying is nothing to worry about, is definitely something to worry about. And it gives you an idea of what these weapons can do, how they can hit large areas, how they can basically project beams and hit people. And so basically, we're all a target. We're all at risk of what's going on here. You can pick up this Ultimate Guide to Directed Energy Weapons on Amazon. Just search for it, Transhuman Genocide, or on Patreon. Until the next time, if you're listening to this, you are the Resistance.